Maintenance Store?
Rail Samora.
Rail Samora, S-A-M-O-R-A. I had him as a wave, but now he's here. S-A-M-O-R-A. We had him as a wave. Did you know that you signed in as a wave, sir? You decided to come to the hearing?
They just took me out.
Okay.
I did it.
Now, do you want this hearing? Because you signed in as a wave, sir. Do you want us to go ahead with the hearing since you were here?
Yeah, since I'm here.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Schwab, you're appearing on Arizona Board of Executive Tennessee, and what is your name and ADC number again, sir?
Rail Small, 151-426.
Okay. You're appearing from the Arizona Board of Executive Tennessee for the one allegation on your right. And based upon information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on April 16, 2018. You remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And I will point out just for the record that you had agreed to waive your hearing, but for some reason you're here, therefore we will go ahead with the hearing since you appeared this morning, sir. And you cannot see us this morning, sir, but there are three board members participating in your hearing today, and they are the Honorable Mr. Neal, Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Neal Windhouse. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your board chair this morning. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Swamp and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you guard or do you swear firm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, we have one allegation, only one. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to obtain substance abuse counseling on about April 2nd, 2018, as directed on March 27, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Swartz, I move to find that he violates terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Windhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing, sir. We begin phase two of your hearing by, by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Therefore, we're going to ask that you remain quiet, and we will be back to you very shortly after we get this background information. Mr. Westby, would you give us some background information, sir?
On March 13, 2018, Mr. Samora was released from DOC. He was arrested April 2nd, 2018 by DOC staff, noting charges. He was back in DOC custody that same day with a projected CCD of September 11th, 2018, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, theft, 2 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2000, burglary, third degree, 2.5 years. 2000, criminal damage, 1 year. 2003, aggravated assault, 7 years. 2011, burglary, third degree, 4.5 years. This is his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. Gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Hollywood Barrio Phoenix criminal street gang and a New Mexican Mafia STG suspect. Our terms of supervision, 2002, TIS completion 4 months. 2009, TIS release, arrested on new misdemeanor, disorderly conduct, revoked by the BOEC. 2014, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrest, 1996, aggravated criminal damage, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1997, burglary, third degree, Arizona, juvenile detention. And all other arrests since then, the charges were dismissed during that process. His community risk score is G7VA.
Thank you so very much, sir. And we're back to you, Mr. Samora. And based on information that we have, you were notified, I mean, I'm sorry, that we have, is that when you were released, you will stay at Deep Within in Peoria. Did you remain at that address all while you were out, sir?
I showed up and I took off.
You took off. Where did you go, sir?
I went down to go visit my mom.
And where was your mom, sir, may I ask?
Wait, the address?
Yeah, where was she living?
On 3834 West Taylor.
In Peoria, Phoenix?
No, Phoenix.
In Phoenix, okay. Did you tell your parole officer that you were going to visit your mother, sir?
No.
Why didn't you tell your parole officer, sir?
I panicked.
You panicked, sir?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm talking to the right person. Now, what's your ADC number, sir?
151-426.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking to the right person. Okay, I just didn't see no time that you had absconded. Okay. Well, did you have an employment while you were out, sir?
No.
You didn't find a job? Or did you attempt to find one, or you just gave up?
No, I attempted to find a job. You go around looking at the job seekers and the ladies.
Okay, it just wasn't anything out there for you while you were out, sir. Now, we do take note that while you were out, that you were supposed to have attended some substance abuse counseling programs, but did you complete any of those programs, sir, the counseling abuse?
No.
Substance abuse, I'm sorry, substance abuse counseling. Did you attend any of those programs, sir?
I did.
Did you complete them?
No.
What happened there? Why didn't you complete them, sir?
Just something happened while I was over there and just got me upset and I wanted to do the program.
So what happened, sir? You mind telling the board what happened?
I went over there down to the MRC program and pretty much, you know, they said that, you know, I was going to be able to make a phone call to notify my mom to let her know where I was at and where I was going to be at for a couple of weeks. And, you know, I kept asking, and, you know, they didn't give me a phone call, so I pretty much got upset and wanted to leave.
And so you just picked up and left?
No, I told them I wanted to leave, and, you know, they held me there until an ambulance came and picked me up. I couldn't just walk out.
Okay, sir. Well, at this time, who else, if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir? I don't see the questions by other board members, sir. This is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and make its decision. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir, without repeating yourself?
That I would like another opportunity that way to finish the program and do what I have to do to maintain a good life.
Okay, sir. Well, at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, but please stay on the phone, as the board will discuss your situation, and following this discussion, the board will make a determination whether to return you to community supervision or to revoke your community supervision. I thought Mr. Tomorrow is a very interesting individual. Initially, he had waived his hearing today, but for some reason they brought him up, and I'm still not sure why they brought him up in as much as, and I don't think he was sure either, but it's very clear that he had a waive according to the notification of the board hearing today. And we went ahead and we conducted the hearing, and I find that, you know, he's a very interesting gentleman. He just walked away. He went to stay with his mother when he was supposed to be staying somewhere else, and then we were supposed to be at MRC. He told them that he didn't want to stay there because he couldn't make phone calls to his mother and with that, he just wasn't ready for community supervision. And with that being said, I think it would be in his best interest just to complete his term, and once he's out, then he won't have to report to a parole officer. But that's just my feeling as one board member. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Samora violated terms and conditions of supervision as he was arranged with. And he had, may have lapsed into criminal ways based on information contained in warrant number 2018-W0953. And inasmuch as he changed his place of residence without the approval of his assigned parole officer, I further move to revoke his commitment to supervision based upon the same. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your commitment to supervision has been revoked. However, you will be out on September the 11th of this year. At that time, you won't have to report to a parole officer, or you'll be on your own. We wish you the best, and we hope that we will never see you again coming before the Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Good luck, and your hearing is over, sir.
All right, thank you.